Hey, Nana, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm not doing too badly. Whereabouts are you in New York right now?
No, I'm in Iceland right now.
Oh, wow. How is it? Is there still storms going on over there?
It's sort of weird. I was walking outside earlier and there was like a huge hailstorm. And then I got into my car and of course the sun was shining.
Wow.
Like, it's the weather. It just does whatever.
Well, very cool. I'm so glad you could take the time and get on the horn with us here in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Yes, thank you for having a chat with me.
Nana from Monsters and Men here on the Sonic Lines, and we want to talk about your new album on the way, obviously, Beneath the Skin, coming out in just over 2 months' time in June. You had the difficult task of doing a follow-up to what was a very successful debut record, My Head is an Animal. It sold over 1 million copies. You toured the world, played all those festival shows. Did you feel the pressure when it came to making this one the pressure to perform and kind of avoid that sophomore slump?
Yeah, at times, I guess. But also looking back, I think, you know, in a lot of ways, it was a lot of pressure. But we really tried to kind of to ignore it and just do our thing. Because, you know, last time there was none of this pressure was there because we were, you know, we hadn't done any of this stuff. And we figured that, you know, we needed to be a little careless, probably, to be able to pull it off, just not get too much, you know, to get our heads too cloudy by the whole thing.
Sure.
We did a pretty good job of that, of keeping it stress-free, until, you know, when we're like, we have the album and we're just waiting for it to come out. Now it's like, pretty stressful.
Yeah, you're kind of in that awkward in-between. The album is done and in the can, and now you're just waiting for people to hear it. That's got to be a pretty stressful time.
Yeah, because now you're just like, you can't change anything. Before you were in the process, and you knew, like, oh, if I'm not happy, then, you know, I'll just fix it, you know. But now it's just sitting there, and you can't do anything about it, and nobody's heard it, and you're like, okay.
So what do? Have you listened to it several times, or do you try to avoid it just in case there's something you might want to change?
I had to listen to it a lot when we were mastering it and mixing it. And there comes a time when you listen to it so much that you start noticing things that are just kind of not there even. So I've kind of made, I'm giving it a rest now.
Very cool. Did you learn any lessons from the success of your first record? You know, all the touring that followed in terms of releasing an album, promoting an album, all that fun stuff that follows a record release. You know, what did you learn the first time around that you can use this time?
Probably just, you know, last time around, it was happening so fast and it was so new that sometimes I didn't give myself enough time to enjoy it. Like, I really, really do enjoy touring and doing what we're doing. It's like the best thing in the world, but, you know, sometimes you just, so everything is so crazy and you're in the middle of a storm. So you just kind of, you don't know how to take it all in. And so I think this time I'm making an effort to, like, really, you know,
stop and smell the roses. You guys are a really interesting story because Iceland is such a small country. I punched it into the Google machine today and there's a population somewhere in the neighborhood of 330,000 people. And I can't imagine the difficulty of breaking out of a market that small. We often hear of bands in Canada that have a hard time breaking into the United States. But, you know, when you're trying to get out of Iceland with so few resources at your hand, could you talk a bit about the difficulty of breaking out of your country?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it definitely is hard for bands to get noticed outside of Iceland. And for us, like, you know, there's the whole financial difficulties of being on an island and trying to, you know, get your music across the ocean, you know. And I think, you know, the internet, of course, has helped a lot with this thing because now everyone can just hear it by, you know, it's like but you actually have to go to places to play and meet people and all that, and for people to actually hear it properly. So I think that was a big challenge for us.
Absolutely.
Physically get out.
Sure. I want to talk to you about The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. It was a great movie for many reasons. Not only did it showcase your homeland in a beautiful light, but it also helped a song like Dirty Paws kind of get a second wind, and all of a sudden it was introduced to an audience who may not have heard you the first time it came out. And can you talk a bit about what it was like getting on board with that movie?
Oh, yeah, that was, you know, really cool. We were asked if we wanted to participate in the movie. And, you know, of course, it just looked like a really cool movie. And, and it was huge in Iceland, of course, because it's like showing Iceland and everyone is like a proud Icelander and like, yes, look at our country. Yeah, so that was a wonderful experience for us.
Now, I don't know how aware of this kind of stuff you are, but tourism between Edmonton here and Iceland is really starting to grow. I believe they actually have direct flights now between Edmonton and Reykjavik. And, you know, it's really starting to grow. And you're starting to see the swell of people who are really, really interested in going to Iceland. And I thought maybe you could explain why people should be checking it out.
Oh, okay. Well, I think, you know, what I love about Iceland is there's a certain, like, calm about it. And yeah, just things are just calm here, and there's lots of space, and I just think that's very important. Also, there's a lot of culture here, and I think that that's something that people, you know, should check out.
Yeah, for sure. You're not here to sell your country to us. You're here to talk about your brand new record. We talked about it a bit earlier, Beneath the Skin. We've heard one taste of it so far in the form of the song Crystals, which is going over really, really well. Is that what we can expect from this album, or what can fans of A Monsters and Men expect to hear from this next album?
Yeah, in a way, I think you can, you know, it kind of gives, I don't think that the song maybe gives a complete picture of the album. I think there's a lot of things that's still left unsaid when you hear that one song, but I think it's a good bridge between our last album and this album. And yeah, I don't know, like we, you know, there has been some years since we did our first album, and a lot of, you know, a lot of changes, of course, with the years. And it's a more personal album, so I think people can hear that probably. Yeah.
Okay. When you're sitting down to start work on this album, when you were, you know, a couple of years ago, whenever the process started, did you start writing songs on the road, or did you just wait until you were done your touring cycle before you sat down and started to work on this thing?
Some songs were written on the road, and others were, it was just kind of a mix, you know, yeah. And it was definitely a point where we were like, okay, we have to, like, really write, you know, and that was maybe a bit hard. I think when the songs that came on the road, you know, that was easy because you weren't really thinking about it too much. You weren't really even thinking about that they would even make the album. And then when you sit down and you're like, okay, I'm gonna, we have, there's a time, you know, I have to, like, things up here. It's kind of when it gets tough, but a lot of it was done that way.
Now, you mentioned that you are at home in Iceland right now, but you do have a pretty big tour that's going to be starting in the next several weeks here. What are the odds we see you out here in Western Canada at some point?
Well, I think we have a lot of things still unannounced. And we're still figuring a lot of stuff out. So I don't really know what I can give away or anything, but time will tell.
Very cool. Nana from Of Monsters and Men, thank you so much for taking the time. All the best with the release of your brand new album here in a couple months.
Thank you very much.